Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and today we have the pleasure of speaking to the Acting Commissioner for the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection, Ms. Sandra Abeles. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for being here today. And today, we want to talk to you about the responsibilities for fast food employers. You know, during this pandemic, a lot of restaurants were hard hit, including a lot of fast food chains. And now that the city is reopening and people are dining in again, how can fast food employers avoid getting fines and penalties?
Absolutely. And so our agency enforces a number of laws to protect workers throughout the city. And one of the ones that pertains especially to fast food workers is New York City's Fair Workweek Law. Now, this law has been in effect since 2017, and some examples of things that employers should look out for and make sure they do is giving workers a predictable work schedule. And we know how important this is for people that are juggling multiple responsibilities at home. And so this law is designed to give them a little more stability and predictability. This law also requires employers to give people the chance to work more hours before they hire new workers so that people can have a more full schedule and not just be working piecemeal, because we know that tends to drive people to then have to juggle multiple jobs and it causes other problems. Employers also have to post a notice of fast food workers' rights. And they have to put that where employees can easily see it at any New York City workplace they have. They have to post it in English and in any language that's the primary language of at least 5% of their workers. And they can find a sample of that poster at our website at nyc.gov/workers.
Now, what steps does the city take to make sure that employees are actually posting these rights and making the employees aware of the changes?
Yes. And once we have employees contact us, and if they complain that they do not think that their rights are being respected or upheld, we will initiate an investigation based on that complaint. And then we will reach out to the employer and figure out what they have done and what they haven't done to comply with the law. Like I said, we try to make it as easy as possible for employers to come into compliance by providing these materials on our website. And we will update it on a regular basis. So we really encourage people to check it out. Whether you're a worker or an employer, come to our site and you'll see frequently asked questions about the law. And you'll find the different notices and the different requirements of the law.
Now, what happens if you have an employer who says that they still just didn't know, they weren't informed?
Employers are responsible for knowing their obligations under the law. And they can always reach out to our agency or, again, look at our website for updated information on what's required and all the steps they have to take to make sure their workers are protected.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Abeles. And what we're hearing from you today is not knowing does not remove you from your responsibility.
That's right.
So we are so happy that you were here to join us today and share this great information. And once again, we thank our listeners. And remember to visit the website, nyc.gov/workers. Thank you so much once again, Ms. Abeles, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been People, Power, and Politics.
People, Power, and Politics. Our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.